In my free time, I visit the Ganga, the caves of the famous Himalaya. And I visited a very mysterious place called Vyas Chetty, where the compiler of the Vedas, Vyasadeva, performed austerity before he wrote down this vast knowledge.
I tamo sam posjetio jedno jako mistično mjesto koje se zove Vyas Chetty, a to je mjesto gdje je osoba koja je sastavila Vede, Vyasadeva, gdje je radio svoje strogosti prije nego što je to popisao.
There in Vyas Chetty, the Ganga flows, making an om.
Tamo u Vyas Chetty, Ganga protiče na takav način da stvara zvuk om.
It's mysterious.
To je jako misteriozno. Ode Vyas Chetty.
And from here the Ganga comes.
Odati dolazi Ganga.
Touches the sacred place of Vyas Chetty.
A dodiruje to sveto mjesto Vyas Chetty.
And then flows like this.
I onda teče na ovaj način, da se ne prvi zvukom, nego oblikom.
Making a sacred om.
I na taj način pravi ovaj sveti zvuk om.
It's totally against the laws of how rivers flow, who are, you know, moving by gravitation, they don't flow up.
I to potpuno krši zakone prirode, znači rijeke obično teku tako u skladu sa silom gravitacije, nego teku prema gore.
I will show this to you in a moment, you have to see it to believe it.
I to ću vam pokazati za nekoliko trenutaka, to morate vidjeti da biste pozirali.
I brought slides,
donio sam slajdove sa svog putovanja za vas.
And from there I went to the sacred land of Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti, Vrindavan.
I odatle sam otišao u svijetu zemlje Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti, Vrindavan.
I stayed at a place called Govinda Kund.
Tamo sam prebivao na mjestu koje se zove Govinda Kund.
Just next to a little lake.
To je bilo upravo pored jednog malog jezera.
There are a lot of monkeys.
Je bilo jako puno majmuna.
And from there I went to address the Indian TV.
I odatle sam se, pa sam otišao na jedno drugo mjesto gdje sam se obratio indijskoj televiziji.
That's another miracle.
To je drugo čudo.
And then I gave two retreats, international retreats, in the Bhai Krishna Ashram.
I onda sam nakon toga dao dva seminara, dva retreata u Bhai Krishna Ashram.
Now, these are the external stations of my journey, but a pilgrimage is always an inner journey.
Ovo su izvanjske, tako reći, stanice na kojima sam se naustavljao u tog svog putovanja, ali hodočaš je uvijek na unutrašnje putovanje.
This time my pilgrimage was a rough journey.
Ovaj put moja hodočaš je bilo jako grubo putovanje iznutra.
It was like crossing the desert.
Bilo je kao da sam prelazio pustinju.
Let me explain. Each year I go for one entire month and just meditate about the Hare Krishna and about the mantra and read about the pastimes of Lord Krishna.
Svake godine ja provedem jedan mjesec odlazeći na sveta mjesta i meditirajući na mantru i čitajući o zabavama Krišne.
I start before sunrise at 4 o'clock.
Počinjem prije nego što sunce izađe u 4 sata ujutro.
I end by 9 o'clock in June.
I obično završim oko 9 sati na večer.
All the time I sit under one tree.
Čitavo to vrijeme sjedim ispod jednog drveta.
And then in the afternoon I go to Apsara Kund, that's about a walk of 45 minutes.
I poslije podne obično odim do Apsara Kund, to je šetnja koja traje od 45 minuta.
And I meditate at that sacred spot.
And onda meditiram na to sve to sve to mjesto.
And then I turn in the darkness of the night.
I onda po mraku se vratim nazad u tog lina kuda.
In the beginning I needed a torch light, but after that I could walk in the darkness.
Prvi mah mi je bilo potrebno osvjetljenje da bi se vratio, ali poslije sam morao već nekako da mi vidite po svijetu.
So, then when you meditate for so long,
znate, kada meditirate tako dugo,
deep inner things come up.
Duboke unutrašnje stvari izađu nam.
Which you didn't know that they still existed.
Za koje niste znali da još uvijek postoje.
It's like when you heat butter.
To isto kao kada zagrijavate putre.
It becomes hotter and hotter and hotter.
I postaje sve toplije i toplije i toplije.
And then it becomes transparent.
I onda postane providen.
And some impurities in the butter, you know, which look really like little things, you know, dirty little things begin to accumulate on the surface of the pot.
I onda neke nečistoće koje se nalazi tu u puteru, koje izgledaju stvarno kao neke male nakupine, se stvaraju na samoj površini
putera. At the end you have pure ghee.
I na kraju imate čisti ghee.
So when you apply the heat of spiritual practice to your personality, you will see that some unpleasant things that you really would like to hide come up like the impurities in the butter.
Na isti način, kada primijenite tu toplotu duhovne prakse, onda neke nečistoće iz vašeg srca koje ste želeli da sakrijete se pojave vam.
And to confront these personal weaknesses is not always easy.
I suočiti se sa tim ličnim slabostima nije uvijek tako lako.
Each one of us has a little propaganda minister in the city of the world. Then you see, oh, I'm not a good man. Yes,
znate, svak od nas ima jednog ministra za propagandu unutar nas samih i on uvijek govori kako smo mi jako dobri, međutim kada vidite te stvari koje već još uvijek ima i tu unutra, to baš nije ugodno.
It's very interesting. Prahlad Maharaj describes this in the Hari Bhakti Sudadaya. When you practice spiritual life in seriousness, he says, then your own, the first thing is your own impurities and weaknesses and the areas where you still need to work come up and become visible to you like the Himalayan mountain.
Jako je to interesantno, prava Mahara Kihari Bhaktišu daje isto kaže, kada ozbiljno primjenjujete duhovni proces, onda sve te nečistoće i stvari na kojima još uvijek trebate da radite, počne da izlaze i postaju vam vidljive poput Himalaja, toliko što ne velike.
If you are serious in spiritual life, you will pass through this period, but if you are not, you will return here to mommy.
Ako ste ozbiljni u vašem duhovnom životu, kada dođe u tu fazu, vi ćete ju proći, međutim, ako niste ozbiljni, onda ćete vratiti na da svoje mami.
If you are not serious, you will and you see this, a return to material
kada, ako niste ozbiljni, kada vidite te stvari, onda ćete se ponovo vratiti u materijalnom svijetu.
And you're serious, you will go through this period and you will bathe it with the highest spiritual elevation.
A ako ste ozbiljni u duhovnom životu, proći ćete kroz taj period i bit ćete nagrađeni da ste najuzvišeniji duhovnim otkrovenjem.
I want to encourage all of you, when you experience this in your own way, that you practice your spiritual process, but then a phase of dryness comes or a phase of material desires, don't give up.
Želim da vas ohrabrim, kada vi na svom duhovnom putu dođete u tu fazu da se suočavate sa svojim slabostima, nemojte da odustajete.
It's the impurities coming because the heat is
to su nečistoće koje dolaze zato što se toplota povećava.
It will be rewarded.
Bićete nagrađeni sa čistoćom. I u toj pročišćenoj zemlji vašeg srca će se pojaviti Radha i Krišna.
because they watch you very
carefully.
What will you do when the road gets
dark?
Will you turn to them?
Da li ćeš se okrenuti
njima?
Ili ćeš se okrenuti od njima?
After 2 weeks I was through.
Nakon 2 sedmice sam prošao kroz tu fazu. Prešao sam iz Himalaje.
And I began to understand.
I počeo sam da razumijem da moje slabosti nisu problem.
Rama i Krishna don't seem to take them so seriously.
I treba da ih Rama i Krishna ne uzimaju tako ozbiljno.
But they take seriously. And if you turn to them or turn away from them, when you go through this period of seeing your own.
Ono što oni uzmaju za ozbiljno je to da li se vi okrećete prema njima ili se okrećete od njih kada se suočavate sa tim teškoćima.
They want to see when, where do you take shelter.
Oni žele da vide gdje uzimate utočište. U materijalnim stvarima ili u duhovnim stvarima.
And when you take shelter, even though you see I'm so weak and unqualified, they are immediately there because they care for this bhakti.
I kada uzmete utočište, njihovo utočište, kada mislite da sam tako pao, ne kvalificira, oni dolaze zato što, oni to maknu, zato što oni gledaju samo to tu bhakti.
I want to show you something.
Želim vam nešto pokazati.
Please now comes a very important point. If you understand only this point, then you've understood what I experienced.
Moram vas pustiti sada jako pažljivo, pošto je jako bitna poenta i ako nju možete da razumijete, onda ćete moći da shvatite isto što sam iskusio.
The human being finds himself between karma and prema.
Ljudsko biće se nalazi između kame i preme.
Karma means material desires.
Karma znači materijalne želje.
Material attachments.
Materijalne vezanosti.
And prema means love.
A prema znači ljubav.
It's very interesting that the word karma comes from the root kam, which means to desire.
Vrlo je interesantno da sama riječ kama dolazi od korijena riječ koji kam koji znači željeti.
And the word prema or love comes from the verbal root prim, which also means to desire.
A riječ ljubav, odnosno prema, dolazi od riječi prem koja isto tako znači željeti.
In other words, kama or lust and prema or love have one thing in common, that's desire.
Drugim riječima, kama ili požuda ili prema, odnosno ljubav, imaju isti korijen, to je želja.
The human being finds himself somewhere here.
Ljudsko biće se nalazi negdje ovdje.
On the ladder of desire.
Na ovim stepenicama želje.
When he looks down to the objects of the world, he feels how his desires pull him to many material things.
Kada on pogleda dole na svoje materijalne želje, on osjeća isto tamo kako ga želje vuku prema mnogim materijalnim stvarima.
I have studied the people of Sarajevo on my journey today.
Danas sam, kad sam putovao, sam proučavao ljude Sarajeva.
They look down.
Oni gledaju prema dole.
Cars.
Auti.
Sex.
Sex.
Interesting food.
Interesantna hrana.
Educational projects.
Educativni projekti.
My doctor title.
A moja doktorska titula.
And the power of desire pulls them to thought these things.
moć želje ih gura prema ovim stvarima.
To many things.
Prema mnogim stvarima.
Now, if you learn to look up to spiritual things like God, the mantra, Vrindavan, the power of desire will pull you up.
Ale ako naučite se gledate prema gore, prema stvarima kao što su Bog, mantra, Vrindavan, onda će ta moć želje da vas povede prema gore.
Each one of you has to decide which way do I want to go in my life.
Svako od vas pojedinačno treba da odluči kojim putem želim da idem.
Desire will always be with you.
Želja će uvijek biti sa vama.
But will it bring you in the direction of karma or in the direction of prema?
Ali da li će vas odvesti u pravcu karme ili u pravcu preme?
What decides in which direction you go?
Šta je to što odlučuje u kojem smjeru idete?
What can help you to develop spiritual desires?
Šta vam može pomoći da razvijete duhovne želje?
Can you just tell your mind, you should now think spiritual?
Da li možete samo reći svom umu, moj um je ti sad trebaš da razmišljaš na duhovan način.
Don't think of cars now, think of love.
Nemoj sada razmišljati o autima, razmišljati
o ljubavi. Mind pred sejtom.
On će da kaže to.
I'm speaking in Bosnian terms now.
Sada govorim o bosanskom terminologijom.
I will tell you what you should desire. Don't tell me what I should desire.
Ja ću te reći šta ja želim, nećeš mi ti govoriti šta da želim.
The question is, does the human being have an influence on his desires and ambitions?
Pitanje je da li ljudsko biće ima utjecaj na svoje želje i ambicije.
Or is he controlled by his desires and ambitions?
Ili ga njegove želje i ambicije kontrolišu.
Desire is the engine of our life.
Želja je motor koji pokreće naš život.
It will either bring us down or up.
On će nas odvesti ili dole ili gore.
Can we control this desire?
Da li možemo da kontrolišemo ovu želju? Dobro pitanje.
Good question, isn't it? What are your thoughts?
Kako ti razmišljaš o ovome?
But in my case, I'm searching for something that gives results the fastest. For example, if some spiritual practice is not giving me immediately some results, then I'm drawn to, for example, shopping or something that gives immediately some satisfaction.
A good answer. It's an answer. What I found out in that painful period yet is that I see also the results are not coming very quickly. I begin to see all desires, and I'm surprised that they are still there.
Ono što sam ja otkrio u ovom bolnom periodu kroz koji sam prošao je da u momentu kada ne osjetim da dobijam rezultate svoje duhovne prakse, da se neke stare želje pojavljuju za koje nisam ni znao da su još uvijek.
In the scriptures it is said how desires form.
U spisima je rečeno na koji način nastaju želje.
Krishna says sangat sanjayati kama.
Krishna kaže.
Yes, kaže. Yes, in association desires.
Krishna kaže da se u društvu stvaraju želje.
So, if I have association with devotees who are inspired in their spiritual life, I will turn my head and up and by looking up to Krishna and the mantra and the Vrindavan and everything, I will also go up.
Ako se družimo sa bhaktama koji imaju tu duhovnu želju, da ćemo početi da gledamo prema gore,
If I have association with materialists or very weak devotees, I will look down and I will get up. So I will see so many desires going and turning me into material.
Ако се дружим со материјалски, ме се слаби така, но да ќе тоа получка да нам према доле и исто и гурна тога уѓем у тоа материјално поле.
In Govindakund, I was visited by one of the directors of the New York Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Кога сам бил на Govindakund, таму ме посетио директор Нјушков музеја умјетности и историја.
A woman with many material desires. She was now in Vrindavan, associating with a good friend of mine, going to holy places, and talking with the sadhus. And at the end of only a little time, she began to look up.
И онда на крај, на едно кратко време, ме почела да гледа према горе.
And she has just written me a letter from the New York Metropolitan Museum of Art and History. They said, I don't like this New York Metropolitan Art and History life any longer. It's Maya.
И она ми упрямо написала писмо из тог њујоршког метрополитен музеја историје и умјетности и написала ми како ona više uopšte ne voli taj život koji je povezan sa tim njujorškim muzejem umjetnosti i istorije, da je to sve Maja.
I don't know what happened with my desires.
Ne znam što se desilo sa mojim željama.
They have been transformed.
One su transformisane.
This process works, my dear devotees.
Ovaj proces funkcioniše, moji dragi bhakti.
You are standing here.
Vi stojite ovdje.
On the ladder of desire.
Na ovim ledenama, stepenicama želje.
Where will you look now?
I gdje ćete sada pogledati?
What are your aims?
Koji su vaši ciljevi?
And this will pull you down or
up. I to će vas pomoći ili prema dole ili prema gore.
Krishna is two types of mercy.
Krishna ima dvije vrste milosti.
One mercy is Maya Maika.
Jedna vrsta se zove Maya Maika.
Maya Mayi.
Maya Mayi.
Or Swarupa Shakti Mayi. This is mercy in relationship to the world.
To je milost koja je povezana sa svijetom.
And mercy to your in relationship to your original real life.
Milost koja je povezana sa tvojim izvornim duhovnim životom.
Both of them are equally powerful.
Jedna i druga su jednako moćne.
By his mercy, which is Maya Mayi, he has created the universe.
To milošću koja se zove Maya Mayi, on je kreirao univerzum.
And in this universe, he has created wind, water, sun, moon, planets, stars, and love and family life.
Sa tom milošću on je kreirao planete, zvijezde, sunce, mjesec, vodu, vatru, ljubav i porodični život.
This is his mercy.
To je njegova milost.
Which maintains us.
Koja nas održava.
But if we are after this mercy, then we will be bound in the universe.
I ako želimo tu vrstu milosti, onda ćemo biti vezani za ovaj univerzum.
The Lord shows also his svarup. Shakti Karuna, that is his mercy which comes out of his inner heart.
Gospodin isto tako daje tu svaru Shakti Karuna, odnosno milost koja dolazi iz njegovog unutrašnjeg srca.
This mercy manifests in this world the transcendental pastimes of the Lord.
Ova milost se manifestira kao transcendentalno dobro za čovu ovom
vrežu. This mercy manifests the holy names. This mercy manifests the processes of devotional service. When you are after this mercy, you will be able to leave the world of birth and death. You will leave this material universe and you will return back to the spiritual sky.
I kada tražite ovu vrstu milosti, onda ćete biti u stanju da napustite ovaj materijalni svijet i da se vratite na duhovno nebo.
Both types of mercy are very powerful.
Ove vrste milosti su jako moćne.
Which one will you take?
Koju ćete uzeti?
Do you want to just position yourself in this world in a good job which earns you a lot of which earns you a decent amount of money?
Da li samo želite da se pozicionirate u ovom svijetu, znači imajući posao koji ćemo dati na neku pristojnu sumu novca, zarade?
Do you want to meet the ideal partner who gives you all love and understanding?
Da li samo želite da sretnete idealnog partnera koji će vam dati svu ljubav i razumijevanje?
Do you want to have the ideal situation with ecological vegetable each morning?
Da li želite da imate savršenu situaciju u kojoj imate ekološku povrće svako jutro za doručak?
Do you want to find your place in life?
Da li želite da pronađete svoje mjesto u životu?
This is available by the Maya Mahi Karuna.
I to je dostupno kroz Maya Mahi Karuna.
It is necessary to function in this universe.
Neophodno je funkcionisati u ovom univerzumu.
But if you only go for this mercy, you will remain in this universe.
Ali ako tražite samo tu vrstu milosti, onda ćete i ostati u ovom univerzumu.
You will be bound to the cycle of birth and death.
Vi ćete vezani za krug rođenja i umiranja.
If you want to accept the Svarup Shakti Mahi Karuna, that is something which comes out of his pleasure and existence potency, you will go for these elements which can help you in your spiritual practice.
Ali ako želite da primite tu milost koja dolaze od Indri Svarupa Šakti, onda isto tako nastaje od toga ti energije samih i hladine, od njegove energije zadovoljstva, energije postojane, onda ćete moći da, da napustite ovo.
It will help you in your spiritual
practice.
It's so important. Do you want calm or do you want prem?
To je tako važno. Da li želite calm ili prem?
Kama or prema?
Kamo ili prema?
Must make up your mind.
Morate da se odlučite.
And I think it's easy to make our mind if we know that Krishna loves us.
Mislim da je lako odlučiti se ako znamo da nas Krishna voli.
I'm almost finished. I understand you're getting restless, but it's only 5 more minutes. Then we see the slides.
Imamo još samo 5 minuta do kraja, ali onda ćemo pogledati slajdove.
In Vrindavan this year, I understood the Krishna loves me.
Ove godine u Vrindavanu sam shvatio da me Krishna voli.
Nisam
vjerovao da je moguće da me neko voli tako jako.
Because as I said, I have seen my weaknesses, my disqualifications very clearly in the beginning of my retreat.
I to zato što sam, kao što sam vam rekao na početku mog retreata, sam se vidio jako jasno svoje nedostatke i svoje disqualifikacije.
But then Krishna sent so many signs of His mercy to me, His Svarup Shakti, my mercy, so that I lost myself in the chanting.
Onda je Krishna poslao toliko znakova svoje Svarupa Shakti, milosti da sam se potpuno izgubio u mantra.
I lost myself in love.
Potpuno sam se izgubio u ljubav.
I remember one time I was going around Govardhan.
Sjećam se jednom prilikom sam išao oko Govardhana.
And I saw one saint sitting before his little hut and chanting and singing.
Jedna sam vidio jednom svijetu kako tamo sjedi ispred svoje male porodice i male porodice.
So I passed him.
Onda tako sam ga i prošao.
And I thought, I would like to see him again. It was dark already. And I was only a little moonlight and no torchlight.
So
I somehow found to sit in the dark. I saw tears in
his eyes.
And he said, Krishna and his holy name, that is enough.
On the of Krishna is
And as he said this, I felt, let me sit next to all the Krishna and his holy name. All of a sudden, the moonlight seems to increase in density. And I began to hear sounds, supernatural sounds. And I could understand I was in the book. I have many such experiences, which have convinced me that even though one is disqualified, if one just sincerely associates with the right people, when one looks up, the same desires which pull one down,
pull one up.
Also, I have seen another. One day my servant came to me, my assistant. It was during the two retreats. No sleep. Only talking. And Ishiatos. So he said, I don't know if this is a good life. Too much service for you and for me. If I put it to something which burns, it becomes bigger. And then it burns the whole village, it is considerably big. When it burns a whole town, it's so big. In the same way, I said, I feel inside of me there's a fire which burns.
На исти начин ја осетувам да се унутар мене налази ватра која гори.
The desire to express my love.
Желја да искажам, да изразам своја љубав.
In service, in devotional service.
У служби, у предавном служении.
And I feel if I do devotional service, more and more, the fire of this service will burn away all my weakness.
Но осетувам да ако будем служен се више, като таа ватра палки све моје слабости.
The fire of service is very cooling.
Ватра службе е јако расхлаѓујуќа.
The fire of desires is very heatening.
А ватра жени е заисто подријава.
The fire of service can annihilate the fire of material desire.
Vatra službe može da da uništi tu vatru želju.
Ja
želim da povećam tu vatru.
And about the ishiyachas, I go to Musa.
A sad ishiyasa idem kutu Musa se zapadnjavam.
Krishna looks at us.
Krishna is posmak.
What is our direction of desire?
Gdje su usmjerene naše želje?
And you can increase your desire by being in the right with the heart.
A vašu želju možete da povećate tako što ćete biti sa pravim ljudima sadima.
I want to finish now by telling you a story.
Sada želim da završim tako što ću vam ispričati priču.
Before the battle of Kurukshetra started,
prije nego što je počeo rat na Kurukshetra,
a little bird came and landed between the horses of Arjuna's chariot.
Doletela je mala ptica i ona sletela između dva konjanstva koji su vozili Arjunu hoću.
It sat there on the dike, I don't know what is the dike. It's, you know, when the horses are yoked. Dikes are
yoked.
And the bird said, Krishna and Arjuna, I can't believe it. I can't believe you. You are supposed to be intelligent. But now you're going to war. Everyone knows that from violence no peace can come.
I svako zna da iz nasilja ne može da izađe nikakav mir.
I can't believe that Krishna and Arjuna are going to war.
Ne mogu da vjerujem da Krishna i Arjuna idu u rat. Pogledao je u Arjuna, će mi htio da kaže da Arjuna se da dao.
Arjuna se feel that sometimes you have to remove a thorn with another thorn.
A ti mi je rekao, vidiš, ponekad trn moraš da isadiš napolje sa drugim trnom.
The bird is overcome with injustice, with might sometimes. You have to apply violence to get rid of the injustice.
Kada je svijet preplnen sa nepravdom, onda je ponekad potrebno da se primjeni nasilje kako bi se uklonila ta nepravda.
You always have a better argument. I have a problem. I've just built a nest. It's exactly between the two armies. And because we are birds which breed on the ground, it's on the ground, this nest. And you will come and destroy it.
I pošto smo mi ptice koje se gnjezdimo na tlu, na moje gnjezdo se tu i nalazi, vi ćete doći i uništit ćete mi.
Chariots.
Tu su kočije.
Fighting warriors.
Vojnici koji ratuju.
My new home will be destroyed.
Moj novi dom će biti uništen.
Can't you just make an arrangement?
Možete napraviti neki aranžman.
Krishna, why?
Krishna se smiješio.
And he looked at Arjuna.
Arjuna
took an arrow. Threw the arrow. And the opposite side was going, ah! It started! This is not even started! The torture has left the room and he starts to shoot.
Ah, super se već uspančila, dok on sada puca već počinje, a nisu još školjke od našeg početka radi.
The arrow went. It went to an elephant and knocked off his bell, and the bell went, and flew in the middle of the battlefield. Bang.
I ta strela je poletela i udarla je u zvono periskopa oko vrata jednog slona i to je zvono odletelo i palo na zemlju.
Then Bhishma took his conscience.
Bhishma uzeo svoju
školjku. The conscience sounded and the war started in seriousness.
I onda se oglasio druge školjke i počeo je rat.
After 18 days.
Nakon 18 dana.
Most of the soldiers
died. Krishna said to
Arjuna, let him go and see our little friend.
And Krishna said to Arjuna, come to Arjuna to see our little friend.
So they went in the middle of the battlefield where this bell, where they found that elephant bell.
And as such, in the middle of the battlefield, they found that elephant bell.
Arjuna took the bell up, and there was the bird with his nest and all his children. And all the birds were going, Mala! Krishna had made an arrangement. My dear devotees, I think also, this little story
that
can turn to
Krishna.
He will make an arrangement. Just learn to be active in your relationship
with Krishna.
Talk to Krishna every day. Start something to enter your relationship.
Da počnete nešto da uđe u vaš odnos sa Krišnom.
Sometimes Draupadi, this means you have to stop your relationship with the world.
Ponekad to znači da morate zaustaviti svoj odnos sa svijetom.
You have to learn to be a little bit alone.
Moraš da naučiš da ponekad budeš malo sam.
Not always mobile phone and children and food and everything and šminka.
Ne uvijek mobilni telefon, ekran, djeca, šminka.
Sometimes we have to go into that sacred space.
Ponekad trebamo da uđemo u taj sveti prostor.
Where the soul lives and God lives.
Gdje žive duša i Bog.
And we have to sincerely work on the relationship.
Trebamo istinu da radimo na tom odnosu.
And this is what I saw so much on my retreat. That immediately Krishna is there. He seems to just wait for that.
I to je ono što sam ja vidio za ovo vrijeme, da je Krišna tu i da on samo čeka.
And this is not for only very qualified devotees.
I to nije samo za jako kvalificirane
devotees. It's only for honest. It is possible for honest devotees.
To je moguće za iskrene bhakte.
Krišna
će se pobiti.
But we have to go and find him.
Ali mi trebamo da krenemo da ga nađemo, ali njega možemo naći samo u srcu.
Where there is this forgotten space, that sacred space, it's called Hridaya Akash.
On se nalazi u tom zaboravljenom mjestu koje se nalazi u našem srcu, koje se na sanskritu naziva Hridaya Akash.
All of us have this sacred space or temple of the heart. But few know how to inhabit it. The scriptures say most of us only contact this space unconsciously. It's in the night when we enter a dreamless sleep. Notice how you wake up in the morning and you feel so blissful and nothing is a problem
anymore.
The reason was that you entered within your dreamless sleep, the sacred space, and you contacted.
в том, что у вашей полуставания все контактировали с Арнатом, а с
You were based in the light from his body. But because you were unconscious, you didn't make a relationship. Still, you are infused with his energy when you wake up and feel so beautiful.
Još uvijek ste ispunjeni sa njegovom energijom, zato se osjećate tako blaženo kada ste probudite.
Unfortunately, that's how most of the people in this world contact this inner space. In the dream is totally unconscious.
Nažalost, to je jedini način kako većina ljudi u ovom svijetu kontaktiraju taj unutrašnji prostor, a to je u tom nesvjesnom stanju.
In serious spiritual life, you can enter this space consciously and make a conscious relationship.
Ali ako ostavimo praktiku i duhovni život, onda možete da uđete svjesno u taj sveti prostor i da svjesno postavite taj odnos.
Carry the blessings in your life.
Da nosite te blagoslove u svoj život.
But again, you, for this you sometimes need to deconstruct your reality, to find your material reality, to find, find a spiritual reality.
Ali pažem, opet da kažem, ponekad je potrebno da dekonstruišete svoju materijalnu stvarnost kako biste mogli počistiti duhovno.
This deconstruction happens when you start to chant the holy name not on the platform of your mind, but the platform of your soul.
I ta dekonstrukcija počne kada počnete da mantrate sa nivoa duše, ne sa mentalnog nivoa.
The platform of the soul is you turn to the Lord. You almost call out, although I've forgotten you for so many long years in this material world, today I'm turning to you.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This is what I experienced.
To je ono što sam iskusio.
Now I want to make a little pause.
Tražim napravim malu pauzu.
2 to 3 minutes.
Ili 3 minute.
And then show you my slides.
Onda ću vam pokazati svoje slajde.
You will like them.
I svidit će vam.
Very beautiful.
Very nice.
And he will show you also the initiation ceremony where some Bosnian devotees were initiated in Govindapur.
I pokazat ću vam na istoriji slike sa inicijacije gdje su neki bosanski baki dobili inicijaciju na Govindapur.
And you will see some friends which you know on the flight.
I vidjet ćete neke svoje prijatelje koje poznamo na
flightu. Thank you so much. I'm good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.